74 degrees officially in Chicago at 10:45. Humidity 93%, wind south at 5 miles per hour.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Fuzz. Boy, this is a happy studio this morning with everyone in a wonderful frame of mind because it's cool and pleasant in our town. At least it's a little bit cool as compared to what it's been, but sort of overcast and rainy through most of the nation today, and I suppose we're going to get our share of it, too. We've just come through a couple of real big electrical storms this morning, and ordinarily weather moves from west to east, so I suppose that maybe it'll follow us into Philadelphia tonight, where we're going to make a brief appearance at a dinner with a lot of real nice people. So the city of brotherly love, we'll be seeing you tonight. In the meantime, I again want to express my great thanks to the wonderful people of Indiana, particularly Marion and Fairmont, who were so very courteous and fine to us yesterday in our visit to the James Dean Memorial Foundation. A young boy, a sensitive performer who contributed so much to the arts, and now the people down there in Fairmont and Marion are unleashing the tremendous power that Jimmy Dean asserted and exerted on the teenagers to prove that not only was he a good boy, but to walk in his footsteps is the right way for a teenager to live. And that means, of course, obedience to the customs of our community and to live a good life so our contribution to society can be that which makes us proud. So once again, thanks to the people down in Indiana for a swell visit yesterday. And boy, what a swell flight that was on Mr. Patterson's own private airplane, the mainliner O'Connor. Gee, we flew down there in about 40 minutes to Fairmont. Perfect flying weather and, well, just thanks to everybody who was involved. Particularly thanks to Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, who by virtue of their sponsorship allow us the privilege of playing records for you every day on CBS. And of course, Wrigley Spearmint is always the taste delight that will always be appealing to every age group in your family. So remember to have plenty of Wrigley Spearmint, and let's listen to music. Here's a fine instrumental done by a former British band leader who is now over in the States, a member of the Capitol Recording Outfit, and comes up with a swell instrumental that he wrote and recorded, Ray Martin with Heladero. Thank you. That's Heladero, a bright little thing done by Ray Martin. I don't know if bright is the proper descriptive adjective, but I know a wonderful little thing that always brings you a lot of pleasure. It's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because a single stick can bring you many, many minutes, hours of real leisurely chewing and pleasure. So I hope that tomorrow, it's certainly not an urgent product to buy, but when it is convenient for you to do so, I hope that you'll remember some of the things that we tell you about Wrigley Spearmint so that they'll be recalled to your memory when you shop. And then when you do, you'll put a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint in your pocket, in the glove compartment of your automobile, or if you're a gal, a purse. Wherever you are and whoever you are, you keep Wrigley Spearmint at hand and see how much pure, sheer enjoyment it brings you. Just the chewing action alone is pleasant, and then, of course, the good flavor of spearmint is refreshing always. So between meals, after meals, perhaps after a smoke, you sort of refresh yourself by enjoying Wrigley Spearmint. It's a swell product, and you're going to like it just as much as we all do. You might remember a few weeks ago on this broadcast, we had a little girl that we introduced to the nationwide public for the first time with a record called Slow Burn. It was on Mercury, and her name was Dottie Ferguson. I think Dottie, who is just a youngster from here in the Middle West, has a great future in records because she spells out a lyric so well. A lot of heart to her song for a little girl, and I think that is evidenced here in this one. A song that Les Paul and Mary Ford made famous about 3 years ago, but being revived now by Dottie, and it's a good one called I Really Don't Wanna Know.
How many arms have held you? But I really don't want to know how many lips have kissed you and set your soul aglow. How many I wonder. But I really don't want to know. So always make me wonder. Always make me guess. And even if I ask you, darling, don't confess. Just let it remain your secret. 'Cause, darling, I love you so. No wonder, no wonder I wonder. Though I really
a real pretty thing, isn't it? That's Dottie Ferguson and a new one called I Really Don't Want to Know. Let me talk to Mama all by herself just for a minute. Today, maybe it's the vacuum cleaner that's going to get the going over. Maybe it's the carpet runner in the hall. Maybe it's some of the shopping that you have to do. Whatever it is, I presume that there's going to be a certain degree of tedium and hardship connected with it. You know, if you could just sort of stop in that busy pursuit of yours and keeping a household together, you little managers, and reach over and grab a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, I think it'd relieve a lot of those tensions that you certainly are heir to in your job. Now, why don't you make that available for you? Keep it where it's convenient to have. It's easy to get, of course, when you shop. Then keep it all over the place. Keep one pack in the dresser drawer, another one up in the front room, another one back in the kitchen. Then when things get going just a little bit tough for you and the nerves seem just a little bit frazzled, you just relax and content yourself. Chew Wrigley Spearmint. Boy, it does a swell job for you. We like to use it in our business, which is loaded with tensions, and I think maybe your job is pretty tough, too. So you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. It's a swell product that everybody enjoys. I'd like to salute Mr. Pat Boone, if we may, for a minute. Here's a boy whose contribution, I think, to the lively arts, particularly in record, because that's his greatest claim to fame, has done a sensational job. I like Pat because I think he's the sort of boy that if you're a father or a mother, don't mind too much if your teenagers adulate just a little bit. Because here's a boy who has been a fine student in school, a boy who had intended to study for the ministry and perhaps still will someday, and who has always conducted himself along fine lines and planes. So we like to salute kids like this because we think their contribution is solid to music and to our society. A fine boy by the name of Pat Boone, and his fine song on Dot is called Remember You're Mine.
Remember. Faithful, darling, while you're away. For when it's summer, a heart can stray. And though I'll miss you, have a wonderful time. But remember, and lips are tempting on a summer night. Your heart beats faster when the stars start to shine. Just remember, darling.
That's Pat Boone with Remember You're Mine. In way of passing out thanks, I certainly want to say thanks to the engineering staff of CBS, who out of Chicago went with us yesterday to Fairmont. We missed our regular old hands, fellows like Alan Burns, who produces for us and sits there with that great big sunny grin on his face through the fishbowl all the time, and Dick Hallett, and lovable Lou Weir, the fellow with the whole bag of magic tricks, and good old Joe Foss. But I presume that all of them, of course, when we were away, were chewing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, as I hope you'll be doing until we see you again tomorrow. It's always a pleasure to be on the air, of course, and to play records, because these are closest to my heart. And if we played some of the things that you like, well, I guess maybe the best way you can say you sort of appreciate it is by your frequent patronage of a product that we're so proud to be a part of, Wrigley Spearmint. Why don't you try it today, and we'll be real happy to be back again tomorrow and talk to you. And by the way, I would like to say just a word about Mike Shawn. Would you like to say a word about Mike?
Joe? I certainly would. Mike's a splendid fellow, Howard. He comes from a long line of very talented musicians.
Yes, I know he does, and he is going to play the kazoo for us on next week's program. So thank you to Mike, too. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Here's old happy Joe Foss.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time. This is the CBS Radio Network.
CBS Chicago, the WBBM Air Theater.
For a delicious...